I think that it's very important to understand that currently the global energy governance and global energy systems are undergoing a deep transition. This transition is commensurable to one which happened in the early 20th century when the coal was replaced by oil. And I believe that today, in the beginning of the 21st century, so we are facing the similar challenges. The problem is that we don't know yet what will be the next oil of the 21st century. We may assume that those resources will be less carbon heavy, so you'll have less CO2 emissions, because the parties all around the world, except the United States, agreed that they would diminish their emissions of the CO2, and they will work toward decreasing the warming of the atmosphere of the Earth by end of this century. So this is one external limit which has been already agreed. There are several other external limits which are linked to the way how we use energy. And we have seen that now in recent 5-10 years, the new technologies are emerging. If a couple of years ago, the possibility of electrifying the transport was a part of the dream, or a thing of that we could manage all cities by switch off, switch on smart technologies, or something part of the science fiction. Today we have seen that some cities, some countries, some companies all around the world are moving in this direction. Very recently was, for example, the announcement of automobile producer Volkswagen, which is one of the two biggest in the world, that they will phase out from the diesel engine and they will go for electricity, electromobility. So those are the really big changes which are happening as we speak right now. So what is important is that each and every country will make a right decision right now, because each and every decision which will be taken now and be implemented will influence the energy system for decades to come. So this is very important to understand and to try to find a best way, not only how to generate energy, but also how to use it. According to the assumption of the International Energy Agency, IEA, in Paris, the importance of investment into the energy consumption and the management of the consumption cycle, not the generation of energy, but the consumption of it, will be the main source of energy investment in the coming 4 decades. So this is very important, because so far in many countries, including Belarus, we have a focus on the generation. And we have much less focus on the way how we consume energy. I think the part of the discussion with the government we have is to highlight those changes and to make them understand, wow, so it's not only about how to generate energy, it's also about how we'll use it. And this is, I think, the question for the decades to be answered.